This morning on WCHL, this week's Moral Monday sit-in was answered.
We are going to remain here until he comes to meet with us.
Your taxes are going up next year here in Chapel Hill.
The budget is balanced with a 1 cent tax increase.
And we'll hear from a local developer who says he's got the solution to take the tax burden off the townspeople. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. In WCHL Championship Sports, Chapel Hill Carborough's three high schools won their respective Wells Fargo Conference Cups. And
the remarks were shameful, but the point still has some merit.
That's this morning in our Chansky Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
8:05 at WCHL, 70 degrees in Chapel Hill. Partly sunny today, 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms later on in the day. It's going to be very warm today, high today in the low 90s. North Carolina Senate President Pro Tem Phil Berger, a Republican who represents Guilford and Rockingham counties, sat down and talked for nearly an hour yesterday with 15 protesters who had staged a sit-in outside his office during Moral Monday at the Legislative Building. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more.
We know that he is in the building here. We are going to remain here until he comes to meet with us.
That's Guilford Elementary teacher Todd Warren addressing fellow protesters and members of the media outside Senator Phil Berger's office Monday, a little after 7 p.m. The protesters, mostly educators, stated their intention to stay there until Berger appeared. They wanted to share their feelings about the recently released state Senate budget, which would offer 11% teacher raises at the expense of tenure and cut up to 7,400 teacher assistant positions statewide. At around 8 p.m., Berger did appear, and chairs were pulled into a circle so that he and the protesters that had filed in from the earlier Moral Monday rally on Halifax Mall could talk about teachers' issues. During the conversation, Berger asked protesters if they could find the money to pay for teacher raises and teachers' assistants in a way that didn't involve raising taxes.
There are some things that are, I would assume, that are non-negotiable as far as y'all are concerned, okay? Yeah. Well, there are some things that that our folks feel are non-negotiable, and a tax increase is one of those. Okay, so if
it's actually not a tax increase, it's a repeal of a tax cut.
Well, if it's already
that sounds like a tax increase.
Near the end of the discussion, which got testy at times, Berger promised protesters that he would talk with them again. Satisfied that Berger had met with them, they left, and there were no arrests. Before Berger showed up, Christoph Stutz and some fellow Chapel Hill Carborough teachers stood outside the legislative chamber, across from where the protesters had gathered, and peered inside as senators chatted. Stutz teaches social studies at Carborough High School, and he's been an assistant football coach for 9 years. It was his wedding anniversary, and he decided to bring his son to what was the first Moral Monday rally for either of them. Outside on Halifax Mall, they had joined an estimated 750 protesters, many of them dressed in red shirts in support of education. Here's Stutz.
I remember when my own mother, when I was growing up in Washington, D.C., took me to City Hall to protest in support of public education. And the kind of impact that my mom and I were able to have, and I want to show the same thing to my son.
For more on this story, you can read it at chapelborough.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
ESPN analyst Jay Billis says he believes Roy Williams' accounts that refute his knowledge of Rashad McCants getting help to remain eligible while at UNC.
I find him to be credible, and I believed what he was saying. The idea somehow that a coach, especially if you go back, Andy, to 2005, would know about the player choices in classes and electives when they're juniors, I don't believe that's the case, and I believe Roy Williams.
Those comments were made on ESPN's Outside the Lines on Monday after airing a longer segment of the interview between Billis and Roy Williams, which originally aired on Saturday. Billis joined Andy Katz on the phone following the taped interview, giving his reaction to Roy Williams' remarks.
I've known Roy Williams for a long time. I have known him to be not only a coach, but a man of the highest integrity.
On Friday, former UNC basketball star Rashad McCants told ESPN that tutors wrote papers for him. He remained eligible only because of phony paper classes and that his coaches, including Roy Williams, were fully aware of what was going on. He made those comments and more on ESPN's Outside the Lines program. Before the weekend began, 16 of McCants' former teammates from the 2005 national champion Carolina men's basketball team issued a statement to the Associated Press regarding McCants' comments. A number of those players and others were in the room during the interview between Billis and Williams to continue to show their support for their coach. Among them were Sean May, Tyler Hansbrough, and Tyler Zeller. Less than 24 hours after Outside the Lines aired the McCants interview, Coach Williams responded with the interview with Billis. Billis went on to say the allegations that Roy Williams knew of the specific classes McCants took or any of the players were taking was hard to believe, especially given the timing.
The issue really was McCants went pro and declared to go pro in the middle of that semester and was gone by the time his grades came out. So to expect the coaching staff somehow to have their antenna up for that in 2005, I think is asking a little too much, and I think the context of that time period is very important.
You can hear Jay Billis' complete reaction as well as listen to clips from McCants and Roy Williams' interviews by going to the story on our website at chapelboro.com. If you live in Chapel Hill, your property tax bill is going up next year. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has more details.
The Chapel Hill Town Council unanimously approved a $96 million budget last night, which includes the second property tax rate increase in 2 years.
The budget is balanced with a 1 cent tax increase, restoring the debt fund capacity almost to where it was before the recession started.
That's Town Manager Roger Stansel. With last night's vote, the property tax rate rises to 52.4 cents per $100 of assessed value. Council members decided last week the added penny is needed to help replenish the town's debt management fund, which will increase the town's borrowing power by about $10 million before 2017. Supporters say that will help the town take on big projects like bikeways, parks, and new police and fire stations sooner rather than later. The 2014-2015 budget also includes increased funding for road resurfacing, $400,000 to help finance new buses, and money to hire a youth services coordinator. In addition, the council also allocated nearly $700,000 to fund affordable housing initiatives, a move applauded by housing advocates, including Habitat for Humanity Director Susan Levy.
I think all of us who are involved with affordable housing and have been over the years are really heartened by this commitment on your part, and I think it was a bold and a brave thing to do, and just want to say how much we appreciate it.
Though the budget was approved in just 6 minutes, council members assured the public the plan had been fully vetted at a pair of work sessions last week. Here's Mayor Pro Tem Sally Green.
We are not just rubber stamping a budget here. We've really given this a lot of consideration.
Chapel Hill has set its tax rate for the next year, but Orange County commissioners have not yet finalized their budget, which could include an increase in the countywide property tax rate or a hike in the Chapel Hill-Carrboro School Special District Tax. The board will discuss the county budget at a work session later today. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The county commissioners will review proposed fire district tax rates, departmental budgets, and funding for outside agencies as well. The county manager's spending plan calls for a 1.5% cost of living increase for county employees and increases the county's living wage from $10.97 per hour to $11.21 per hour. The board meets tonight, 7 o'clock, at the Link Government Services Center in Hillsborough. And tonight at Carrboro Town Hall, the Board of Aldermen will vote on whether to approve an agreement with AT&T to provide next-generation fiber-based communication networks to the town. Carrboro, Chapel Hill, Cary, Durham, Raleigh, and Winston-Salem are all slated to join the Master Network Development Agreement with AT&T, along with four major universities, including the UNC campus here in Chapel Hill. The Chapel Hill-Carrboro area was chosen as an attractive market for building networks with a service capability of 1 gigabyte per second. Chapel Hill Town Council recently voted unanimously to approve the agreement. And again, tonight it goes to the Carrboro Aldermen. Their meeting starts at 7:30 tonight at Carrboro Town Hall. Chapel Hill developer Roger Perry says the town should be welcoming commercial development with open arms. And if it does, the tax burden on our citizens will begin to subside.
If you're going to remain competitive and if you're going to keep a tax base that can sustain the community, you must build higher densities and you must build a bigger concentration of commercial property than we have been building.
Roger Perry says the land has to be developed efficiently because Chapel Hill, along with Carrboro and Orange County, decided about 30 years ago to draw an urban growth boundary to define just how far out it would develop. The largest portion of Chapel Hill land held by one entity is taken up by the university, which is tax exempt. Perry says the town has to be smart about how it uses the remainder of the property.
In Chapel Hill, we only have 15% plus or minus of our tax base comes from commercial property, and most rules of thumb suggest that equilibrium in that regard is to have at least a third of your tax base come from commercial property tax. In Durham, for example, that number is 40%. It's approximately the same in Wake County.
The Ephesus Fordham redevelopment plan was designed to spur economic growth. Perry says those who are against that project are focusing on the wrong problem and don't have all the facts.
The issues of flood control in that whole district are a huge problem, but they're a huge problem today. The town's plan is that with this redevelopment and the increased tax base that will provide, it will provide the resources necessary to remedy that problem and fix that problem.
Perry Mundo's comments in a WCHL News special with Jim Hebner. Stay tuned at 8:30 this morning. In just a few minutes, we'll bring you the first part of their conversation. WCHL News Time, 8:15. Time now for traffic and weather together, and traffic brought to you this morning by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace.
Thank you very much. We're on 15501 southbound between I-40 and the Ephesus Church Road area, seeing some heavy delays. Also 15501 northbound and southbound between between Manning and Raleigh Road, seeing some slight delays. Northbound and southbound between Estes Drive and Ephesus Church Road, also seeing some slight delays on 15501. NC-54 westbound between I-40 and Barbie Chapel Road, seeing some minor to moderate delays. And eastbound on I-40, seeing some delays right now as you travel between NC-751 and Fayetteville Road in that area. So be on the lookout as you travel in those areas. No accidents being reported right now, but if you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363, or you can send us a tweet at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
Cruisers Convenience Marketplace is the home of the best-tasting fountain drinks in town, made with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees, and guaranteed to taste great, and only 79 cents. At Cruisers, good to go. UCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather, brought to you by Glass Half Full in Carborough. It is 70 degrees in Chapel Hill, partly sunny, 20% chance for showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Our high today, about 93. Tonight, partly cloudy with a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Low tonight in the upper 60s. And tomorrow, partly sunny with a high in the low 90s again. 50-50 chance for showers and thunderstorms. We're talking about some really muggy weather. Might be a good time to make sure the air conditioning system in your car is working really well, because we could get some heavy traffic in the afternoon, as always. And if you're stuck in a car with the air conditioner not working properly, then that is not good news. Glass Half Full, the friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop right in the heart of downtown Carborough, has a beautiful garden patio now open for great outdoor dining, good food, good wine, and lots of fun, too, at Glass Half Full in Carborough.
This is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station, WCHL. Now, here's Ron Stutz.
8:17 at WCHL. Assistant principal at East Chapel Hill High School, Tamika Ward Satterfield, has been named by her peers as the Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools Assistant Principal of the Year. Ward Satterfield has worked in North Carolina public education since 1998 after graduating with a Bachelor of Arts in English at North Carolina Central University, and she continued her studies and earned a Master's of School Administration degree in 2001. She served in various positions among Durham Public Schools. She first started her career as an assistant principal while working with the Alamance Burlington system. In 2009, Warren Satterfield was brought on as the assistant principal for East Chapel Hill High. Fellow educators who nominated Ward Satterfield say they feel she is a true professional, and quoting here, she's a model of administrative excellence at our school and very worthy of this recognition. That's according to East Chapel Hill High School principal Eileen Tully. Patients seeking care through the Fayetteville VA Medical Center are waiting an average of 83 days for their first appointment with a primary care doctor, nearly six times longer than the department's goal. A report from the Department of Veterans Affairs says the average wait time for new patients at North Carolina VA hospitals ranges from nearly 29 days in Salisbury to 83 days in Fayetteville, the home of Fort Bragg. VA guidelines say veterans should be seen within 14 days of their desired date for a primary care appointment. The department now says that meeting that target is unattainable given existing resources and growing demand. The findings are part of a national audit ordered after a whistleblower claimed veterans were dying while waiting for care in Phoenix. new ways to manage North Carolina's business recruiting and to reward movie productions that film in our state have cleared the state Senate. The chamber voted by a 38-7 margin on Monday for its final approval to a measure that would transfer several Commerce Department's functions to a private nonprofit corporation. Tacked on to that bill is a new program giving cash grants to film, TV, and video projects in North Carolina, replacing tax credits set to expire at the year's end. Governor Pat McCrory's administration says the private nonprofit will make the state more nimble in attracting companies. The House passed a nearly identical bill last week, leaving out the film grants. Lawmakers have to decide on a final version they want to send to the governor. WCHL News Time, 8:19. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports. Chapel Hill Carborough's three high schools have each won their respective Wells Fargo Conference Cup. The Wells Fargo Cup Award, sponsored by Wells Fargo Bank and the North Carolina High School Athletic Association, recognizes the high schools that achieve the best overall interscholastic athletic performance within each of the state's four competitive classifications. Carborough captured the Conference Cup, continuing its dominance with another strong sports season. The Cup winner won spring championships in men's golf, men's tennis, women's soccer, and both men's and women's outdoor track and field. Chapel Hill High School had similar success. They claimed a spring championship in men's outdoor track and field, a tie for first in women's soccer, and runner-up finishes in baseball, men's tennis, and women's outdoor track and field secured the Conference Cup for Chapel Hill High. Tigers also dominated the Big Eight in women's basketball, giving them a healthy lead midway through the season. Cardinal Gibbons took second, followed by Cedar Ridge in third, Northwood in fourth, and Orange in fifth. And East Chapel Hill High is able to beat out conference rival Jordan and claim the Conference Cup, breaking the winter between the two schools thanks to top finishes in men's golf, men's lacrosse, and men's tennis. In most conferences, points are awarded based on participation in standings and conference play. Each conference determines its own method of awarding points. But congratulations to East Chapel Hill High, Carborough High, and Chapel Hill High, all winning their respective cups from Wells Fargo. North Carolina's largest school district is stressing football safety with a program that stresses no head-first tackling, good fitting equipment, and plenty of water. The Wake County Public Schools said on Monday coaches for more than 4,000 football players in middle schools and high schools will be trained in USA Football's Heads Up football program. That program teaches tackling techniques that reduce helmet contact and other elements of player safety. The program will complement the school district's existing practices protecting the safety of student athletes. USA Football says its safety program has been adopted at more than 500 schools in 48 states around the country. Michael Jordan says with three draft picks and at least $13 million to spend in free agency, the Charlotte Hornets can make a big difference in upgrading their roster this offseason. The Hornets owner spoke on Monday following a presentation at Hornets Nest Elementary School in Charlotte, in which he, along with Lowe's and Fox Sports South, donated $250,000 to Charlotte Mecklenburg Schools. Jordan says the success that center Al Jefferson had last season in Charlotte should help lure other top free agents. Jefferson was selected third-team All-NBA after leading Charlotte to its first playoff appearance in 4 years. Jordan says, quoting here, "I always thought Charlotte was a great destination. Big Al has proven that you can come here and make a big difference. Hopefully we can look at that and attract some other superstars." And certainly things are looking up for the Charlotte Hornets. It is 8:22. Good morning.
Art Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
The remarks were shameful, but the point still has some merit. This is Art Chansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. Steve Coburn, the co-owner of California Chrome, was way out of bounds when he reacted to the disappointment of his horse losing the Triple Crown bid. He called the owners and trainers of Belmont Stakes winner Tonalis cowards and cheaters for only running in the third leg with a fresh horse. Certainly an F in grace and sportsmanship. And maybe you can understand Coburn's disappointment as his 15 minutes of fame ended with a thud in New York. But did anything he said have merit? I think so. And I am almost as annoyed with some of the analogies being made by the talking heads since Saturday. As tasteless as it was for Coburn to compare his plight to him playing basketball against a kid in a wheelchair, there is no comparison to tennis players and golfers trying to win their respective Grand Slams. Golf isn't a game of endurance as much as it is consistency and pressure down the stretch of a big tournament. And it makes little difference whether the British Open winner played in the U.S. Open and Masters previously. In fact, it helps them, These guys play golf every day of their lives, practicing or competing. And tennis players trying to win on clay in Paris, grass at Wimbledon, or hard courts at the U.S. Open are playing against opponents trying to do the same thing. Rafael Nadal is better on clay, Roger Federer on grass, and Novak Djokovic on hard court. They all try to win on all surfaces and get better on each. Trainers can tell the horses are tired after running in the Derby and Preakness 2 weeks later before the mile and a half at the Belmont. And if they truly don't believe their studs have the stamina to win all three races, it is somewhat unfair that they lay out to be fresh and a spoiler in the third leg. Coburn was trying to say if a horse has accumulated enough points to run in the Kentucky Derby, it should run in Louisville. If it won, of course, it would go to Pimlico. If it lost and wanted to skip the Preakness, at least it had one race under its saddle. One way to avoid all this endurance strategy would be to spread out the three legs a little more, maybe a month between each race, culminating with the Belmont on 4th of July. All the horses, no matter how many races they ran previously, would go to the starting gate with enough rest, and in that case, there would be no doubt that the better horse that day won. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
Imagine a life free from cigarettes. Would you have more energy, more money, more breath? Renee can.
I really have a lot more freedom now without being chained to the cigarette.
It takes practice to become tobacco free. At UNC Family Medicine, our tobacco treatment specialists coach you through the process. People like Renee who utilize our nicotine dependence program know how powerful support can be. Join the team by calling 966-0210 or visit uncfamilymedicine.org.
Get ready for a moonshine tasting at the Carolina Inn. Join us Saturday, June 14th from 5 to 7 p.m. to sample a variety of North Carolina-made moonshine while enjoying culinary delights. Meet our featured guest moonshiner, Wayne Nix, cast member of Moonshiners, featured on the Discovery Channel. One of Wayne's personal stills will be on display for you to view. Visit CarolinaInn.com for more information. And come get your moonshine on!
Hi, I'm Don Bassnight with Weaver Street Realty. If you've been renting for a while but want a place to call your own, give us a call. With interest rates still low, it really is a great time to buy. We'll connect you with good lenders so you understand your choices. Whether you want the bus line, a bike path, or a bush hog trail, our seasoned brokers can help you make a sound decision. Weaver Street Realty in downtown Carrboro for over 30 years, locally owned since day one.
At Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace Headquarters, we are thrilled with the overwhelming popularity of our 79-cent fountain drinks with chewy ice, but we need to clarify a few misconceptions. Cruiser serves our soft drinks at a tongue-tingling 34 degrees, but cannot be held liable for brain freezes. Our fountain drinks are made with 100% pure filtered water, but we make absolutely no Fountain of Youth claims. And although our Taste Great guarantee is a wonderful start, we cannot guarantee that the rest of your day will be perfect. That, my friend, is up to you. 79-cent fountain drinks, only at Cruiser's. Good to go.
70 degrees in Chapel Hill, 826 WCHL, and part one of a four-part interview. Jim Hevner and Roger Perry coming up at the bottom of the hour on WCHL. It is a WCHL news special. Hope you will stay tuned for that.
Trust. In the dry cleaning business, trust is what you expect. Hi, this is Brenda Honeycutt. And for more than three decades, our family-owned and operated business has been earning the trust of our loyal customers. I invite you to find out why so many Chapel Hill families trust their everyday and hard-to-handle items with us. Plaza Dry Cleaners on Elliott Road in the Whole Foods Shopping Center. Plaza Dry Cleaners. Improve your image. Come clean with us.
Oh, wow. Look at these pictures of Mom and Dad from college. Those glasses are frightening.
If you're considering LASIK surgery, check out the experienced team at the UNC Kittner Eye Center.
No kidding. Those glasses are enormous.
We offer the highest quality laser solutions and the best technology available.
Kind of makes you wonder what we'll look like when we're their age.
Call us to schedule a screening today. 30 years from now, you may very well thank us again. The UNC Kittner Eye Center. Call 919-445-2020 or visit us at unci.org.
Welcome to AT&T. Can I help you?
I want to get a Father's Day gift for my dad. He likes sports.
Oh, and saving money.
Well, AT&T's best ever pricing for families includes four lines of service for $160 a month. So the whole family gets unlimited talk and text and 10 gigabytes of data to share, all with the nation's most reliable 4G LTE network.
That's a great deal.
There are even plans for up to 10 lines.
Awesome. See, honey? We can share pictures and movies with dad.
And dad can shout at his phone when he's watching sports.
Oh, he's just cheering, honey.
You don't cheer at those kind of words, Mom.
AT&T, mobilizing your world. AT&T reminds you to never text and drive. It can wait.
Get the new curved LG G Flex smartphone with 6-inch HD screen for zero down and no activation fee with AT&T Next. Visit store or att.com for details.
Pricing for mobile share value service on 4 smartphones with no annual service contract. AT&T Next device charges extra and require qualified installment agreement credit and wireless service. Tax due at sale. Reliability based on nationwide carriers 4G LTE. Other charges and restrictions apply.
This is Chief Chris Blue with the Chapel Hill Police Department. Police officers and firefighters respond to nearly 5,000 alarm calls each year. About 95% of those calls turn out to be accidental alarms. Homes and businesses in Chapel Hill are now required to register for a permit by July 1st, and failure to do so could result in a $100 fine. Multiple accidental activations in a 365-day period may result in fines of up to $500. For more information or to register your alarm, visit townofchapelhill.org/alarms. And thank you, WCHL, for caring about public safety in our community.
Today's offer at ourlocaldeal.com is from Fitzgerald's Irish Pub. It's 50% off. Enjoy $30 worth of food and drinks available today for only $15. Whether you're looking for a place to have dinner with friends or just grabbing a drink after work, Fitzgerald's on Franklin Street is the hot spot for lunch, dinner, and late night fun. No matter what kind of fare you're in the mood for, there's something for everyone at Fitzgerald's. It's the perfect atmosphere to enjoy spirits and great food. It's half off from Fitzgerald's Irish Pub, and it's available for a limited time. So buy it now at ourlocaldeal.com.
Wake up with Ron Stutz. And remember, we're your station for the Tar Heels. This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL.
It's 8:30, and your weather, hot and muggy. It is 70 degrees right now. Partly sunny, 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms later on in the day. Probably late in the afternoon. Our high today in the low 90s, about 93. Tonight, partly cloudy with a 30% chance of rain, and the low around 68. And then tomorrow, more of the same, really. Partly sunny with a 50-50 chance of showers and maybe even thunderstorms in the afternoon. High tomorrow in the low 90s one more time. So we're talking about some really hot weather. On Thursday, temperatures will back off a little bit, but still in the 80s. So really warm weather. It's still officially spring, but it feels more like summertime.
97.9 FM WCHL is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. And streaming live 24/7 at chapelborough.com. There's an app for that.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett. Trouble in a province that's frequented by the Taliban. Correspondent Margaret Brennan.
The Pentagon has confirmed that 5 Americans were killed in an attack in southern Afghanistan on Monday in what NATO says may be the result of friendly fire. An Afghan soldier was also killed in what appears to be an airstrike carried out by coalition forces after what Afghan sources say was an assault launched by the Taliban.
From Kabul, reporter Kate Clark says the clash occurred in Zabul province.
It's one of the places where the Taliban have got good networks, very good background. It's one of the provinces where a significant proportion of the Taliban are from. It's part of their southern heartland.
Taliban claimed responsibility for the initial attack. Helicopters were then flown in. That's when the 5 Americans and 1 Afghan soldier were killed. The New York Times now says the U.S. victims were members of special ops. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech, offering affordable and accessible quality education throughout Orange and Durham counties. Visit durhamtech.edu and click on Continuing Education.
WCHL News, talk, and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
71 degrees, lots of heat today. High today in the low 90s with a slight chance of rain in the afternoon. I'm Ron Stutz. Chapel Hill's tax rates, city, county, and school taxes support the city schools. Free local buses and social services at the highest rate in North Carolina. Local government development policies have made Chapel Hill's taxes on residences the highest percentage in the state, and commercial taxes the lowest. Orange County exports more retail spending to other counties than any county in the region. In a WCHL News special, Jim Hebner interviews Roger Perry, who has recently been more outspoken on those issues. Perry, a Chapel Hillian, is the president of East West Partners Management Company. And since 1983, East West Partners has developed more residential real estate than any company in North Carolina. That includes Meadowmont, Downing Creek, and East 54 here in Chapel Hill. He's now trying to develop Obie's Creek, so he's a big player. Perry, a UNC graduate, has also served as chair of the UNC Board of Trustees. And that is also a topic of this special interview. It's a four-part special, and today With part one, here is Jim Hebner.
Roger Perry, welcome.
Thank you, Jim. Nice to be here.
You have expressed concern, a lot more publicly, about how Chapel Hill's tax base is threatening the community and about how we are not developing enough commercial property. So let's get that on the record first. What's your concern?
Well, my concern, Jim, is that the tax base in Chapel Hill is so heavily weighted on residential homeowners that it's causing a burden on our homeowners that is becoming ever increasingly difficult to accommodate. But more importantly, our tax base is so much out of equilibrium compared to most other municipalities in the ratio of commercial tax base to residential tax base. In Chapel Hill, we only have 15% plus or minus of our tax base comes from commercial property. And most rules of thumb suggest that equilibrium in that regard is to have at least a third of your tax base come from commercial property tax. In Durham, for example, that number is 40%. It's approximately the same in Wake County. And we see that by actions last week of the council, we're beginning to run really short of money in order to provide critical human services, not to mention a huge backlog of capital projects that are unfunded. And right now, the town has no serious borrowing capacity to fund those things. And the town has two intrinsic difficulties to overcome. One is its most valuable real estate and its biggest property owner is the university. And being a state agency, the university's assets are exempt from local property tax, which when you take your biggest potential value of property and remove it from being a tax base, that creates a problem. The other thing is about 30 years ago, which in my opinion was a good decision, the town along with Carrboro and Orange County, drew a urban growth boundary around itself and said, we're not going to grow beyond these boundaries, which I think was a good rule. Unfortunately, there's been a very loud and vocal minority of folks in town who have pushed back on the concept of if you have that urban growth boundary, you therefore must grow from within and you do constructive reuse, you redevelop, you take brownfields, you take infill sites. And if you're going to remain competitive and if you're going to keep a tax base that can sustain the community, you must build higher densities and you must build a bigger concentration of commercial property than we have been building. And so we're kind of behind the eight ball of having gone through a 20, 25-year period of very restricted growth in town and very little, very, very little commercial growth. Fortunately, I think the mayor and this council we have now, the majority of that council, understands that issue and are taking the steps to remedy that problem. But oftentimes that's very contentious in Chapel Hill.
And those steps are to...
Well, one step was the approval a couple of weeks ago of the Ephesus Fordham plan, which hopefully will spur and accelerate the pace of commercial redevelopment within that district. Commercial redevelopment being defined in town by being for rent residential, retail, office, hotel, those uses. And hopefully that'll jumpstart. The town also had a big problem as we went through nearly 6 years of significant economic downturn, and there was nothing built in town during that period of time. So that just further exacerbated the problem of a lack of entitlements that had been provided over the years. And so it's kind of got us in a box.
Roger, not to relitigate something that's already been approved, but on this radio station, opponents of the Ephesus Church development claimed that it was poorly thought out. In particular, they said that the issues of flood control were not adequate, to which you say?
Well, the issues of flood control in Ephesus Fordham are a huge, in that whole district, are a huge problem, but they're a huge problem today. And the town's plan is that with this redevelopment and the increased tax base that will provide, it will provide the resources necessary to remedy that problem and fix that problem. Jim, the whole issue in Ephesus Fordham, which is often overlooked and ignored, is that pretty much all of Ephesus Fordham is already all impervious surface, which means pretty much it's all paved over now, which means it has maximum runoff, and it was developed during a period of time before proper stormwater management had been developed, not just in Chapel Hill, but anywhere. And so it's a low area. It's a flood-prone area to start with. It's completely paved over. So this redevelopment is going to allow the town to have the resources, hopefully, to solve and remedy the problem. Without that, there is no source of funding and no ability on the town's part to remedy that. The council spent over 3.5 years working on the Ephesus Fordham plan. It was extraordinarily well thought out. It was extremely well vetted with the community during that whole period of time. The town employed some wonderful consultants to help them not only with the plan, the physical plan, but with the economic plan for it as well. And I couldn't disagree more. I think it's been extremely well thought out. I think it's been vetted very carefully. And once again, you have, as you know, Jim, it's a whole lot easier to come out and say something's wrong than it is to say something's right. And so many times in Chapel Hill, we've had folks who get all their vision from their rearview mirror, looking back and rather than looking through the windshield and looking forward and saying, how can we do something? I'm kind of reminded of John Kennedy's inaugural speech is, let's talk about how we can do something as opposed to why we shouldn't or why we can't.
Roger, when you talk about this, you have said that you believe that the forces that you've begun to describe, which has to do with the percentage of the tax base, that and then the community services that the community has come to believe are the norm, are taking the town of Chapel Hill toward a fiscal crisis. I've heard you say that. What do you mean by that?
Well, Jim, our tax rates, when you combine the county tax rate and the town's tax rate, plus we're the only county in the region that has an additive third tier of taxes just for schools. The reason we have that third tier of taxes just for schools is because most of our local municipalities and counties can fund their school obligations out of their sales tax because they have so much commercial generation of sales tax through their retail sales, which we don't have. Our tax rates are almost three times what they are in Raleigh. In addition to that, because of the constraint of supply that we've had, our valuations, especially on residential property, our valuations are extremely high, which puts a double burden on the citizen of Chapel Hill. They have extraordinarily high valuations for like properties that would be in another municipality, plus they have a much higher tax rate. And so it's creating a crisis, especially as our community ages. More and more people are on fixed incomes. We've seen in Chapel Hill, much as we've seen throughout the country, a diminution of the middle class and more of a have and have not situation in our community. So the in our community are being squeezed more and more in their ability to pay their property taxes as well. And so the only solution is to grow and to create commercial tax base.
Well, if we can accept all of your premises, Roger Perry, then we would. It's one of the things that it's very easy for everyone to see is that we've had an awful lot of retail development set sort of property line just outside our tax districts. Walmart's in Chatham County, New Hope Commons sits over just in Durham County. South Point is over in Durham County. So the question gets to be how this happens, whether those folks want to be here and we tell them to go, or do they just not come here because of the tax base? And I'd like to talk to Roger Perry about that in our next segment.
You've just heard part one of a four-part interview with developer Roger Perry. Tomorrow at the same time, you will hear the second portion of that conversation. You can also hear it on our website, chapelboro.com. This has been a WCHL News Special with Jim Hebner.
At Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace Headquarters, we are thrilled with the tremendous response to our hot, fresh coffee, but we need to clarify a few points. Cruiser's brews fresh coffee and discards any that doesn't get enjoyed while fresh. This not-so-fresh coffee is not available for purchase and resale by other coffee shops. Though Cruiser sells coffee shop quality coffee using 100% Arabica beans, we cannot provide the snooty service often associated with coffee shops. And although our taste rate guarantee is a wonderful start, we cannot guarantee that the rest of your day will be perfect. That, my friend, is up to you. Fresh, great-tasting coffee, guaranteed, only at Cruiser's. Good to go.
Spring is here, and you know what that means. Summer is right around the corner. You definitely want to look and feel your best, so Jersey Mike's Subs invites you to eat healthy with our 99% fat-free turkey. A delicious low-fat choice that's loaded with lean protein and great flavor, piled high with fresh onions, lettuce, and tomatoes, and served on our store-baked white or wheat bread. Eating one is a fantastic way to feel good about yourself. Order online at jerseymikesubs.com or call us at 919-918-SUBS.
Hello, Orange County job seekers. This is Gilbert from Employment Services. Do you need new and creative strategies for employment and networking opportunities? Join us on the second and fourth Fridays for job seeking skills and interviewing workshops held at the Orange County Career Center, 503 West Franklin Street, Chapel Hill. Workshops begin at 9 a.m. Thanks, WCHL, for caring about our job seekers.
Good morning from 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. You're waking up with Ron Stutz. And remember, we're your station for the Tar Heels.
844 at WCHL. It is Tuesday, and of course that means that it is Adopt-A-Pet Day. And Katie McClure is here from Paws Forever. Listen to that.
Hi, Ron.
That's Katie meowing.
The other noises are the two kittens. Not me.
I think that little high-pitched one. That's actually Katie right there.
No.
But she's got two kittens here. And Katie, tell us about these guys.
Well, these little guys, emphasis on little, they are about, I think, 12 or 13 weeks. They're quite young,
right.
Quite exuberant.
Right.
Really well adjusted.
Mm-hmm.
Super fun.
Yeah.
Really sociable, well socialized kittens, because
yeah,
our volunteers
really
have been
are.
Working with them closely and helping them learn how to be with people.
Mm-hmm.
So one of them, the little tabby kitten, is named Crispus Attucks.
Okay. And does everybody know who Crispus Attucks, the identity of that person? That's pretty historical, pretty important
it is.
Historical person.
Well, the story behind, the backstory is these two kittens, I think, came into Paws Forever were around Memorial Day.
Mm-hmm.
And we have an excellent staff member who is also a veteran.
Right.
And so he wanted to name them after, you know, Memorial Day heroes.
Important figures, yeah.
Crispus Attucks was the first casualty of the American Revolution
mm-hmm.
at the Boston Massacre.
Yeah.
And there is actually a statue to him on the Boston Common. And he was African American, so he's a big American hero.
Yeah, no kidding.
And then the second one, the little black and white, his name is Lucian, and mm-hmm. he's named after Lucian Adams,
mm-hmm.
who is a soldier who won the Medal of Honor in World War II
right.
for single-handedly destroying machine gun placements
yeah.
and like freeing up the supply lines for the American soldiers during World War II.
My goodness.
Yeah.
These kittens have a legacy to live up to here.
They do, and they are mighty warriors, these little kittens. They
yeah.
truly are.
They really are cool. Describe them, if you would, to the folks who can't see them on the radio.
Well, one of them is, Lucian is black and white,
mm-hmm.
and he has a little mustache, like Charlie Chaplin.
Yeah.
And then the other one.
But he's
one,
not silent.
No, far from it. In fact, that's him squealing right now. Hey, buddy. Crispus. He's a tabby kitten with these gorgeous kind of gray sea-green eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And the key thing about these cats, they are super friendly, outgoing, but not maniacs. I mean,
right.
beyond the usual kitten maniac. They are well-adjusted
yeah,
and ready for prime time in your home.
Yeah, they're really cool.
Yeah, and
really.
They love each other. They play together, but they certainly don't have to be adopted together.
Yeah.
We have, I think right now we have 13 kittens at Paws Forever. Mm-hmm.
It would be great if you could adopt them together and keep them together, but it's not entirely necessary.
Oh, it's completely optional.
They're really socially adaptable and just really flexible little kitties and beautiful little kittens, too.
Oh, yeah. What's not to like about a kitten, Ron? I mean, really.
Exactly.
How bad could it be if there's a kitten playing in your room, right?
Exactly. That's right. Well, tell us about Paws Forever. How do folks find out more about where you are and how they might be able to see these or other animals that you have?
Well, this is an especially good time to come out. Paws Forever. We have 3 free-roaming cat rooms, and soon we will have what somebody called a catio, which is it's this outdoor thing that we're building for the cats, so it's going to be incredibly awesome.
What a great name.
But in the meantime, come out to Paws Forever. You can go into our kitten room, and it's 13 kittens running around playing like maniacs, having a wonderful time.
Wow.
It is a great place to visit.
Yeah.
Even if you have no intention of adopting a cat, come out and just check it out.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Yeah, and you could be in the worst mood you've ever had in your whole life. If you set foot in that room, I promise you, you will not leave in a bad mood.
Not to mention what happens when you go out on the catio.
Yeah, the catio. Well, that's in the works. That's coming soon. We're going to have a little garden. It's going to be nice.
Yeah. What's the website address, Katie?
PawsForever.org. That's, of course, the number 4, PawsForever.org.
Yeah. All right. We've also taken some pictures of these 2 kittens, and they're going to be on our website, chapelbro.com, on our Facebook page as well. And we hope that you will check them out. And PawsForever.org. Get all the details, and we hope that you will consider adopting them.
Oh, yes.
Or one of them.
And we thank you very much for letting us bring all these critters over every few weeks. It's terrific.
It's always fun. Can you practice that little meow one more time?
Meow. Now, was that a cat or was that a person?
That was Katie, folks. It's 8:49 at WCHL. Fred Black has today's commentary on the way, and today's WCHL hometown hero is Laura Morrison. We'll tell you why in about 5 minutes.
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
Gaines Deere here at the Last Unicorn. Unique architectural antiques and other pretties. Our Last Tango in Unicorn Land, that's unicorn lingo for retirement, is open and willing each and every day in June, right now. Featuring a 50% discount on a vast and unusual inventory we are ready to be taken advantage of. Grayer pastures for me, bargains for you. Come plunder and tango with the whimsical unicorn. Old and new friends are invited. Find us at thelastunicorn.com. Till then, Gaines.
Listen at home or while you work with live streaming on chapelboro.com. 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
70 degrees, 850.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Fred Black. You know how when you're really busy and you have to call some company, and then the phone connects to you and you get this message? We are experiencing a higher volume of calls than normal. Your call is very important to us, blah, blah, blah. If the call is so important to them, you would think they could assist customers without having to put you on hold an acceptable number of minutes. I'll admit, I'm not as patient as I probably should be in these situations, but what really gets me is that you get the feeling that your time isn't valuable to them at all, regardless of what they claim. It makes you wonder how we got to this point in the world of customer service, or more to the point, customer no service. Go through this 3 or 4 times in one day, and who can blame you for losing it? And the recorded message telling you to email them or use their website to address your issue just raises your anger, especially if you're calling to try to get back online. Well, the last straw is when you hear a ring and you get that new message. If you want to make a call, please hang up and dial your number again. Okay, I'm through with my rant, but let me just make an observation. Companies providing poor customer service should be called out on it, period. All this makes me appreciate more are great local businesses who provide outstanding customer service. They understand how important it is to connect on a personal level. Please don't get so large that you lose that personal touch. This is Fred Black.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
852 at WCHL. Hey, don't forget the Father's Day photo contest. Your dad is special in your life, or your father figure, whoever that may be. Submit a photo of you and your dad to our Chapelboro Facebook page, and you're automatically entered into the contest. Go there, and you can get all the details.
At Harrington Bank, it pays to be a customer. As your local community bank, we are working on the best ways to earn you more money, which is why we offer competitive CD rates like our current special of 0.5% APY for 9 months with a minimum balance of $500. Call or stop by one of our three convenient locations in Chapel Hill to learn which account is right for you. We are located in Southern Village, Martin Luther King Boulevard, and the intersection of Highway 54 and 40. Harrington Bank. You deserve banking like this.
At Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace Headquarters, we are thrilled with the overwhelming popularity of our 79-cent fountain drinks with chewy ice, but we need to clarify a few misconceptions. Cruiser serves our soft drinks at a tongue-tingling 34 degrees, but cannot be held liable for brain freezes. Our fountain drinks are made with 100% pure filtered water, but we make absolutely no Fountain of Youth claims. And although our Taste Great guarantee is a wonderful start, we cannot guarantee that the rest of your day will be perfect. That, my friend, is up to you. 79-cent fountain drinks, only at Cruiser's. Good to go.
This is Chapel Hill Carborough's News, Talk, and Tar Heel Station, WCHL. Now, here's Ron Stutz.
854 at WCHL. You remember Wayne Pond's word of the day. Actually, today, it was not Wayne's word. It was Ram Northam's word. It begins with an A. Give you a little hint there. And it's a noun. If you can call me right now, tell me the word, spell it correctly, and define it correctly, then I will give you a $10 gift card to Cruisers. The word of the day, always brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? Again, $10 gift card to Cruisers on the line, and your number to call right now is 919-929-WCHL.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Laura Morrison is today's WCHL hometown hero. She's put together a very special event, and it's very close to her heart.
Martha's Day is a celebration of Martha Pearson, who was my mother. July 8th is her birthday. It's a celebration of her life. She died when I was 9. Her death was a domestic violence related death, and so I thought it would be great to start an event to celebrate her birthday, but also to raise money for Compass Center for Women and Families. So it's a dinner with live music.
This is the second annual Martha's Day.
Last year, it was 4 weeks to the time of the event. We raised $5,000. This year, we've taken more time to be more thoughtful in the planning process. So it's going to run a little differently this year, but we're hoping to raise much more.
Martha's Day not only raises awareness of the problem, but actually raises money for Compass Center, an organization that deals with domestic violence every day.
So I asked Compass Center staff how many clients they serve. Last fiscal year, 2012-2013, they served 761 clients. And this fiscal year, we still have 5 weeks left to go in the fiscal year, and they've already served 890. So that's a significant increase in those 2 years. So that's locally. And I also spoke to Chris Blue, the chief of the Chapel Hill Police Department. And in 2013, police officers spent 648 hours responding to 335 domestic violence related calls. And that equals a minimum of $11,000 in police time spent on those calls. So I think a lot of people think Chapel Hill's safe and that doesn't happen here, but it does. And then of course, nationally, the North Carolina Coalition Against Domestic Violence says that 1 in 3 women will experience domestic violence in their life.
When it comes to domestic violence, the numbers are actually higher because many cases go unreported.
Most women who are sexually abused and often who experience domestic violence don't call the police or don't seek help, because a lot of women in those situations perceive that to be more dangerous. If they leave or if they seek help, that can create a more dangerous situation for them than if they stay.
Well, because of Laura Morrison's
initiative and hard work, and it's a good way to honor her mom. Martha's Day, Tuesday, July 8th, 6 until 9 p.m. at Vimala's Curry Blossom Cafe. Thanks for raising awareness, and thanks for raising money for the Compass Center. Laura Morrison, today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Congratulations to Arnold Pender of Chapel Hill, who called in with the word of the day on WCHL. It is ambrosia, A-M-B-R-O-S-I-A. Ambrosia, the food of the Greek or Roman gods, or it can be the perfume of the gods. And it also can just mean something more generic, something extremely sweet and pleasant to taste. Ambrosia, that is our word of the day. And Arnold Pender gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers. We'll do it all again tomorrow morning, 8:58.
No lazy summer days at Durham Tech. From photography to computers, interior design to bartending, Durham Tech has a wide range of continuing education courses all summer long. Returning students, summer is a great time to meet with your advisor for fall semester. And new students, look online to schedule your mandatory Connect session. Have a question? Get it answered by phone, email, online chat at durhamtech.edu, or simply stop by and see us at our Durham or Orange County campus.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Wine and Design of Chapel Hill, Durham. It's half off, $35 for evening painting class vouchers, available today for $17. Wine and Design, located at Carmel Mall in Carborough, provides everything you need for a fun night out. All you need to bring is a beverage of choice and your creativity. You follow along with a local artist who will teach you how to paint your chosen art piece. At the end of the night, you go home with your handmade masterpiece and lots of great memories to share. So gather your friends, buy today's deal, and get your art buzz on. Buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at DurhamTech.edu.
Start your day with Ron Stutz and catch Stephanie Miller, 9 to noon, here on 97.9 FM WCHL.
72 degrees right now, and our weather forecast brought to you by Grenville Jewelers. Partly sunny today, 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Our high today in the low 90s, which will make for a rather muggy day, I think. Tonight, we're looking at partly cloudy skies with a 30% chance of rain and the low around 68. And then tomorrow, even more so, 50% chance of rain, probably showers and thundershowers in the afternoon, and the high in the low 90s. Grimble Jewelers is always there for you. It's Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler, Grimble's, in the Village Plaza on Elliott Road. Really easy to find, right next to Whole Foods. It's 9 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. Military officials are about to give the Senate Armed Services Committee a closed-door briefing on the Bo Bergdahl Taliban prisoner exchange. Live to Washington and CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
And Frank, this briefing on the Senate side follows a tense late-night House meeting. Lawmakers learn more than 80 administration, military, and intelligence officials had advanced knowledge of the plan to free Bo Bergdahl, while Congress was left out of the loop. The White House insists that secrecy was needed to save Bergdahl's life, but now it faces new questions from lawmakers who want to know why so many people were aware of the operation, while key members of Congress were not told.
More than half the people in the new CBS News